Sal's or the other place, whichever one you want to go to. Well, order it ahead of time. I might get some fried fish again. I like that fish. Okay. All right, getting ready to go. Wow, what a great song from Pastor Kathy. That was awesome. I love that song, and I love that lady that sang it. And so once again, I just want to thank you guys for the kindness you showed at the parade yesterday. My wife is just precious to me, and she loves you guys, and we pray for you guys all the time. And so that kindness was great, and that song was great, and her word was awesome. So I wanted to just share a few things with you today. We're in a crazy time. I mean, this is a time, and we say it every week, but it is a time that's different than any other time that we've ever been in. And it would be easy to become discouraged about a lot of things. One, it seems like our numbers just won't go down here in the New Orleans and Louisiana area. We see other states where they're starting to open up, and we're not. And then we know there's a lot of people that don't have jobs now because of this virus and the fact that we have shut businesses down by government decree. And so it's very frustrating. It's time for the jobs to open back up and things like that. But it would be easy to become discouraged about not having the job or worrying about your job being gone. And some of you that maybe you've lost it, or you may have been at this point before this started. I know people who are thinking of, what's my next career? And you may even be at a point where you're wondering, well, you know, I'd really like to do something different, but man, I've been on this job so long, or whatever it is. You just feel like maybe it's too late for you. And I just want to tell you something. It's never too late. It is. Say that with me. It's never too late. God's not done with you, even though you feel like it sometimes. All of us feel that way. A lot of times I feel that way every Sunday afternoon after preaching. You know, the devil just attacks and stuff. But years ago, a friend of mine was in a terrible car accident. It was the same kind of accident that killed Princess Diana. He was driving and fiddling with something on his seat, and he hit a support beam for a bridge and going through a tunnel or under a bridge. And it critically injured him. He almost died. They had to do multiple surgeries on him. It crushed a leg and all that. And he was sitting at home. He resigned from his ministry position. He really thought God was done with him. And I talked with him. He said, well, I'm just going to go maybe work at Walmart, you know, as a greeter or something like that. And we've probably all felt like doing that. I want the most complicated thing I do to have to be, say, welcome to wherever, you know. As time went on and as he was healing, people like the governor of Mississippi came and sat with him for a couple of hours, and people would come. And then all of a sudden, ministries and churches and colleges, Bible colleges, started calling him, wanting him to join their team. And so he used this accident, which was a terrible thing, as a stimulus to pivot and change the direction of his personal life and ministry life. And so... He went from working in a parachurch ministry like we were both in for so many years into church ministry and a totally different kind of ministry. So I want to tell you that no matter what's going on in your life right now, it is never too late. It's not too late for you to be successful at whatever God is calling you to do. And it may be that you use this time to pivot and do something different. And you may be wondering, well, how can I do that? Well, let me just give you a scripture that I love, and it's this. It says, remember the Lord your God. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you the power to be successful. In order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors in an oath. And so God gives you the power to be successful. I want you to understand that. So if you're wanting to change and do something else, and you feel God calling you to do something else, God gave you the ability to do what you were doing before, and he's giving you the ability to do what he's calling you to do. When I changed from being in hospital management to what I do pastoring and in ministry before this in parachurch ministry, God changed my skill set. He enhanced my skills. He gave me what I needed to do, what I did in hospitals, and he's given me what I need to do and ministering, and he'll do that. So, you know, to answer the question of who gives you the ability, I want you to understand God is the one, write this down, that gives you the ability to be successful. You may say, well, I went to college. I've been in training. I've done all this. I understand all that. But let me just say this. God's the one that gives you the ability to make those changes. It gives you the ability to go out and do the job. He's the one that gives you the intelligence to learn it, the physical strength to do it. And, you know, in today's devotional, there's a great story about Samuel Morse. And Samuel had dreamed about being a great painter. You know, a lot of us have dreams, right? I dreamed about being a baseball player when I was younger, but there was a problem. I couldn't hit a fastball and couldn't hit a curveball, so it didn't work out. But Samuel Morse dreamed of being a great painter, an artist, and he threw himself into it. His dad, Jedediah Morse, had told him, you focus on one thing, you focus on one thing at a time, and you do that with excellence. And so that's what he did. He even went to Paris to try and really immerse himself in the art world and become this painter. And so he put all his energy into doing that. But after a period of setbacks and a period of time, Samuel knew that he was not going to be a famous artist. He knew he wasn't going to be an artist, and so he quit. And so knowing that his dad had put this in him, you focus on one thing at a time, and you do that, his next thing happened to be a telegraph. Now, Samuel Morse invented the telegraph, the Morse telegraph, but he also invented something that I learned it as a Boy Scout, is Morse code, which was an international language that went across the oceans and everywhere, even when telephones and radios would not, Morse code was there. And so he learned that he had to focus. And so I want to tell you, to be successful, you've got to learn to focus on something. And Paul even talks about that. Think on things that are of good report and pure and honest and those things. And then you've got to be able to change your thinking and focus on things. And when you do that, you can be successful. The good news about success is you can be successful early, as many people have. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg was in college when he came up with the idea of Facebook and did that. Colonel Sanders was in his 60s when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken and things like that. So it doesn't matter. It can be young or old. If Samuel Morse hadn't quit painting, we would never have had Morse code or the Morse telegraph thing. So he had to turn loose a painting before he could come up with Morse code. I want you to see that he had to turn loose a painting so he could come up with Morse code. And so write this down. In order to grasp what God has given you to be successful in, you have to turn loose the past. And you know what? It might even be something you've done successful, but time has changed. And so now it's time to do something a little bit different. It may have been a job or a business idea. It might have been something that you did very well, but like I said, times change. Matter of fact, when I was in Youth for Christ, one of our slogan was geared to the times, but anchored to the rock. That meant our approach changed with each generation. Kids today aren't the same as kids 30 years ago or 50 years ago and things. And so our approach always changed. And guess what? So the presentation of the gospel change is changing now. We're coming to you in your living room. I had somebody text me and say, you know, I'm kind of enjoying going to River Church and being in the line at the ice cream shop at the same time. I mean, you know, and so you're being able to hear the word of God and do different things. Things are changing, but the gospel stays the same. And to be successful in what God has for you today and tomorrow, you've got to turn loose of the past. And so I want to tell you that that's what you need to do. And write this down. It is not too late to change directions in life. A lot of people, when they hit their 40s or 50s, they start thinking, what can I do next? You've been in a career for a while or a job for a while. You start thinking about what you can do next. And so I want you to know it's not too late to change directions. And there's another scripture I wanted to share with you. It's from Joel 2:28. It says this, then after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Let me tell you, God poured his spirit out at Pentecost on everyone, not just on the disciples, not just on the men, but on everyone. He said, your old men, and I would add to you, and your older women. The reason he didn't put old men in there is we know there are no old women, but he said, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In other words, everyone is going to get dreams and visions. And let me tell you, he will give you dreams and visions. He'll give you those things because even though you may think, hey, it's too late for me, I've been doing this a long time, and now I don't have this job anymore, what am I going to do? God will give you a vision. He'll give you a dream of what next. You know, I grew up watching Muhammad Ali and George Foreman and Ken Norton and all those guys box. And George Foreman, he was heavyweight champion of the world for a while. And he made a decent living. But, you know, boxers don't last long, especially in the heavyweight days. And George Foreman, as he got older, got out of shape and overweight. And he began to only get fights where he could make a couple $1,000s. And he knew he desperately needed to get back into shape. And so he had a friend that helped set him up on a healthy eating regimen. Part of that regimen included him cooking on a little grill, on a small grill. Well, his wife had an idea. She said, George, why don't you, instead of just cooking on this thing, get them to put your name on it, endorse it so more people will buy it, and you can make money off of it. And so George Foreman did that, and the George Foreman grill has sold over 100 million units of that. George Foreman made way more money off his grills than he ever did as a boxer. God gave him a dream, a vision later in his life. You see, he's a believer, and so he heard from God through his wife. The prophet said, the prophet Joel said, old men will dream dreams. So just because you may be thinking, hey, you know, I'm older, I'm at a crossroads, whatever it is, I've been doing this job, it's the only job I know, God has a word for you. He will open up a door, and he will give you a new dream, a new vision. So how do we get these new ideas? You simply ask God for direction. You get on your knees, and you ask God, ask him to use you as he sees fit. And when he answers, be ready to follow him in a new direction. I mean, it may be like Samuel Morse, who wanted to be an artist, but invented Morse code. It may be like George Foreman, who saw himself as an athlete, as a boxer, who came up with the Foreman, George Foreman grill. Or maybe a company like Nokia that started out making cell phones and things and now is into cables and stuff like that, or GE, or so many others, or Colonel Sanders. I mean, a great story there, who later in life started Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so whatever it is, you be prepared to follow God. Now let me tell you how you hear from God first. You've got to have a relationship with God. And so I want to give you an opportunity right now. If you don't know Jesus, if you've never had Jesus lead you and open doors and empower you to do things, I want to tell you, he wants to do that. The Bible says, Jesus said this in John 10:10, I have come to give you life more full than ever before, an abundant life, a rich and satisfying life. I don't know about you, but I like the idea of a rich and satisfying life. But it starts with you and me having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. See, Jesus said, your sin, my sin, separates us from God. That's why he came. That's why he gave his life on a cross and died to pay the price for our sins so we could have eternal and abundant life. And I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Savior tonight. And so it's very simple. I'm going to pray a prayer, and you can pray this prayer with me. And if you mean it in your heart, Jesus will come into your life. He'll come into your heart, spiritually speaking. He washes all your sin away, makes you a new person. And then you can have the power of God in your life to guide and direct you and empower you to do new things. So bow your heads and close your eyes, unless you're driving, and just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I admit to you that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, thank you for dying on a cross for me. Please forgive me of all my sin. Jesus, come into my life and be my Savior. Be the Lord of my life. And as best I can, Jesus, I will give you control over every area of my life. Give me the power of your Holy Spirit to do that so that I can live with you in eternity in heaven one day. And it's in your name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, Jesus just saved you. His Spirit lives in you now, and you've got access to power. I would love for you to put in the little chat box if you prayed that prayer with me tonight, that you prayed to receive Jesus, just so we'll know and we can pray for you. Once again, I want to thank you on behalf of Pastor Kathy and myself for joining us here at River Church, in our living room to your living room. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:45. Only one service this Sunday at 10:45, a special Mother's Day service. And so we hope to see you then. God bless you.